Psalm 145. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. There is a way God wants us to approach him, and the psalmist doesn't leave it to our imagination. We don't come before God demanding, complaining, or rushing in like his presence is ordinary. We enter with thanksgiving. We draw near with praise. The posture of our hearts matters just as much as the words of our lips. Think about it. No one barges into the throne room of an earthly king with a list of frustrations. You come with humility, gratitude, and honor. How much more should we approach the King of Kings with a spirit of thankfulness? Every breath we take is a gift. Every sunrise is mercy renewed. Every answered prayer is a reminder that God hears us. Gratitude isn't just polite. It's the doorway into his presence. And what a miracle that we are even invited in. Under the old covenant, only priests could enter the temple courts, and only one man, the high priest, could enter the Holy of Holies, and only once a year. But now, through the blood of Jesus, the gates are wide open. We are welcomed, wanted, and drawn near by grace, not by merit. Thanksgiving is our entry point because thankfulness remembers what Jesus has done. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Thanksgiving is recognizing God's works. Praise is recognizing God's worth. One is gratitude for what he has done. The other is adoration for who he is together. They bring us deeper into his presence. We begin by thanking him for salvation, provision, protection, and mercy, but then our hearts rise higher as we praise him for his holiness, his faithfulness, his goodness, and his unfailing love. Thanksgiving opens the door. Praise brings us closer to his heart. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Gratitude isn't meant to be a moment. It's meant to be a lifestyle. God commands us to keep being thankful because gratitude anchors our souls. Thankfulness protects our hearts from entitlement, bitterness, and pride. It reminds us that every good and perfect gift comes from above when we bless his name. Speaking well of him, honoring him, lifting him high, we align ourselves with truth. And why do we approach God this way? Because of who he is. For the Lord is good. Not sometimes, not when everything is going right. God is good always. His nature does not shift with circumstances. Even when life is confusing, his goodness remains the steady foundation under our feet. His mercy is everlasting. His covenant love does not run out. His compassion does not dry up. His patience does not wear thin. Every morning you wake up is fresh evidence of his mercy. You are not consumed by yesterday's failures. You are carried by everlasting love. His truth endures to all generations. God's word never expires. His promises do not fade. His truth outlasts cultures, centuries, trends, and human opinions. What was true for Abraham is true for you. What God promised your grandparents, he intends to fulfill in your children. His truth is the one constant in a world that is always shifting. So how do we enter his gates today? With thanksgiving on our lips, with praise in our hearts, with gratitude that shapes our attitude, our prayers, our worship, and our daily life. If you've drifted into ingratitude, come back. If your heart has been heavy with complaints, lay them down. If life has left you distracted, return with thanksgiving as your first step. And if you've never come to Christ at all, the gates are open, his mercy is waiting, his goodness is calling, his truth stands ready to set you free. Today, let this be your prayer and posture.
Come with thanksgiving. Worship with